Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Absolute pleasure. Willard and Dibs, y'all take it easy. Have a good one. Enjoy the game tonight.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, last night was a little bit different. Bryce Eldridge is a little bit different. A lot of talk about him.
Yep.
I don't know if y'all heard Zach. I want to get it right. Manassian, right? It's Manassian. I wanted to call him Manasian, but I think that's wrong.
Manassian. It is wrong, yeah.
Yeah, Zach Manassian. Wasn't it Bobby Valentine who knows him
absolutely
really, really well and
yep
told us? That's exactly who it was. The pronunciation sensation.
We were calling him Manasian up until that point.
Yeah, Zach Manassian.
So, cha-ching!
He was on the morning roast.
I got it.
And they asked him 37 questions about Bryce Eldridge. And there might have been one question about the actual Major League team. But the rest of it was all about Eldridge. So, let's see. What do they want to see from Bryce Eldridge to prove he's big league ready?
The biggest thing is still getting better defensively at first base. I had the privilege of seeing Bryce in high school, actually, scouting him. And the day I saw him, he pitched. He was basically Shohei Ohtani for his high school team. He pitched and he hit. And when he wasn't pitching, he was still hitting. So there really isn't a lot of innings experience defensively. He is getting better and better. And I think it's another player, plays very hard. He wants to be great. He himself has come out and talked about his defense and how it needs to get better, how he wants it to get better. We don't want to do him a disservice by bringing him here and you basically can't play him in the field. And I think our minor league people have done a great job with him, coaching staff in Double A, and he'll get some new voices at Triple A that he's familiar with. But also people like Will Clark, Joe Panic, Ron Wotus, our major league staff put a lot of work in with him during spring training. So just continuing to shore up that defense, and then the pitching from Double A to Triple A probably see a little bit more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spin, you know, you get a little bit more of the crafty veterans as he just continues to round out, you know, his offensive game and making more contact. Because when he makes contact, he's obviously very dangerous.
Okay, that's the GM of the Giants, Zach Manassian. And he had his first AAA game last night. There's more spin rate there in the AAA level there, Dibs.
No doubt. That's common knowledge.
Yeah. So you got to watch out for the spinners. And of course, we had your boy Eric Burns on yesterday, and we brought this up with him, and he's like, there's this thing in the bigs now, National League. It's called the DH.
Yeah.
So you can't play first? No problem. Why don't you be the DH? So, hey, Zach, what about DH?
I think we have to stay open-minded to it. You know, whether we get there or not will be dependent, obviously, on a lot of other things. I think when you add it all up, if as a group collectively feel like, nope, this is a risk worth taking because it's going to help us win, then yeah, possibly we get there. But you know, part of the reason is getting him to AAA. You know, it's just I think the right maturation and process for him as he climbs through the minor leagues. And you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, let's see how things go there, and then we keep going. But certainly happy with where he's at offensively right now. And look, I think he's 20. He's undoubtedly going to get better. There's no doubt in my mind he will improve. And I believe he could improve even if he's at the big league level. It just might be a little steeper curve.
Okay, that's from the roast with the Joes, except for only one of the Joes was there. One of the Marks was there, and one of the Joes was there. And then they talked to Zach, and he's the GM of the Giants, and that's what he had to say about Bryce Eldridge and DH. And yes, I brought up yesterday, we all kind of talked it out, Wilmer Flores could go play first base. But the Giants would like, this is funny to say about a professional athlete, they'd like him to stay off of his feet.
Right, and it makes sense because last year you had him play first base and he got hurt. And it's not only because he played first that he got hurt, but Wilmer Flores is not exactly a spring chicken. And this year you've had him DH and he's had himself a good year. Yep. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And by fixing it, that would be putting him at first, and now you're going to have Eldridge come up and he DHs.
Well,
I don't know if, and I also think the rhythm of a young baseball player, if you are used to being a guy who plays the field and then goes and bats, that might be something that upsets your normal routine and your rhythm as a baseball player.
No, those are all fair. I was just kind of like chuckling a little bit at the whole idea of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You're right. I'm not sure that it's not broke, though. Because
well, Wilmer's
again,
not.
Wilmer's not, but we're talking about the Giants' offense. We're talking about their process. And again, you know, I referenced the Burns conversation. No, it's not broke, but is it going to work? I mean, he clearly feels that somebody else, remember we did the whole thing with the Warriors? Is the answer inside the building?
Right.
Is it outside the building? And Goo and I were always like, it's outside the building. And yeah, as it turned out, his name was Jimmy Butler. Same thing here. Is the answer in the building or out of the building?
This isn't a terrible offense. This is just an offense that is collectively slumping right now. And ultimately, at the end of the day, in my humble opinion, they're going to have to get somebody here. And I don't know if it's going to be Bryce Eldridge and he's going to be the guy or it's going to be a bat that they trade for. But right now, it's not going to work without a superstar. You just need one. It's just, you know, one guy. You look at the Padres last night. It's Tatis. It's Machado. It's Jackson Merrill. It's Bogaerts even. Like, it's just the list goes on and on of superstars in that lineup. And the Giants, they just don't have one.
Okay. So, and again, I really hesitate. It's like, oh, they need a superstar. All right, then bring up a 20-year-old who's never played in the bigs before. And go ahead, kid, just go ahead and be a superstar. That's very, very difficult.
It's pretty rare, too.
Obviously,
you know?
Yes. I don't think it's just going to be like turnkey whenever they bring him up. But there's a very, very compelling conversation to have here because I don't know if it's just like, you know, find out when it's too soon and, you know, let's track every single thing that he's doing or are you looking at it just through the lens more of the San Francisco Giants? And the minute you think that you're a better team with him, get him up. Get him up here. because as Buster said yesterday, it's time to go.
It is, and I think that it's as important to make sure that it's at the right time for him. Not only, you know, is it right for the team? Would he be some sort of an infusion of offense? Or, you know, is it going to be something where you're not going to be able to play him every day? And when you bring him up, you don't want to get him into a yo-yo situation where he's up and he's down, he's up and he's down. When you bring him up, much like Buster did when he was a player, he had the cup of coffee in September, fine. That's what you did back then. And then the next year, boom, you come up, you stay up, and that's what you want with Eldridge.
Yeah, no doubt. So as we sit there and talk about, you know, be really, really careful about just tracking every single thing this guy is doing. Let's go ahead and track every single thing this guy is doing. This is Bryce Watch. All right, we're going to make that more fancy in the future.
Bryce Watch.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Bryce Eldridge for the Sacramento River Cats was at Sugarland. What did you call them yesterday?
I thought they were the Skeeters.
The Skippies or something.
Space Cowboys.
The Space Cowboys. All right. Space Cowboys and River Cats. I do believe the Space Cowboys came out on top in this baseball game, but not because of the fault of young Bryce Eldridge, who had four trips to the dish, and on three of them, he reached base. He was walked his first two times up, and then in his fourth at bat, I don't know if you went and watched the highlight, he wrapped a line drive into right field for a base hit. One for two with two walks, and I'm going to, on the daily, track his AAA OPS.
Okay.
As for today, it is 1250.
It's pretty good, Mark.
1250 for young Bryce Eldridge. There's your Bryce Watch.
I love it. So far, so good. If in the lineup today, he goes up against the pride of Menlo, California, Jason Alexander.
Oh.
Who throws right-handed. You'd assume he'd be in there as a left-handed stick.
I thought he was in Seinfeld.
No.
Playing baseball in Sugarland?
This is Jason Alexander is a little bit bigger.
You know that?
He's 6'2". I'm looking at him right now.
Oh, okay.
George Costanza went about 5'2".
But had a great baseball repertoire.
Yeah, he did.
Worked for Steinbrenner.
Threw a two-seamer.
Yeah,
he sure did.
Absolutely. All right.
Well, that's exciting.
That's funny when you're like, if he's in the lineup. Yeah, he's going to be in the lineup.
Against the righty. I don't know if he would go up against the lefty.
They're not platooning Bryce Eldridge.
Yeah.
They better not. Good Lord.
See if he can hit a lefty.
Is Kapler's new job the manager of the River Cats? We're not platooning Bryce Eldridge. I want to see him out there against lefties, righties, ambidextrous, people who roll the ball up. I don't care what the hell you're doing. Bryce Eldridge plays every day. That's a rule.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure he'll give him a day off here and there. I don't know if he plays every day, but your point is well taken.
I hope not. I hope, you're not, come on. He's 20 years old.
Come on.
He's 20 years old. So anyway, looking at this, again, I know it's kind of hard to track down information on what's going on down on the farm, but we're going to do that for you. And on the daily basis here on Willard and Dibbs, we will let you know exactly what Bryce Eldridge did the night before. So far, so good. As you said, four trips to the plate, three times. Yeah. Getting on base.
And we might actually give you real-time updates. They have a 505 first pitch tonight from Constellation Field.
Constellation Field.
You know what that is, right?
I would hope it's a Constellation sensation.
I was thinking just a baseball field.
I mean,
ballpark.
Whatever.
They were the Skeeters until 2022, and they rebranded to the Space Cowboys. So there you have it. Sugarland.
What's that, Lucas? Tracy McGrady played for them?
For the Skeeters for a moment.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Tried to make a comeback and play baseball after his basketball career.
Oh, he did it after his basketball career? Like MJ. He tried to go play. Why don't I remember that? I do not remember that at all. Tracy McGrady, the baseball player? How'd it go?
I'm looking at it right here. It was recent, fairly recent, 2014.
It's not that recent.
He was a pitcher.
I was in my 30s.
He went out there and threw. He was a pitcher.
How did he register on the gun?
Well, I don't know, have his numbers here, okay. But I can say that he was 0-2 with a 6.75 ERA.
It's not great.
In four appearances.
Oh, so they only gave him four looks?
Four starts.
Oh, four starts.
6 2/3 innings.
Maybe
total.
He was an opener.
Yeah, there's some quick hooks in there.
Yeah, he's an opener. All right, there's your Bryce Watch. Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury. And you can hear the game where? Right here on 95.7 The Game. And also on the Valkyries dedicated channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX pregame. Starts at 6:30. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy with some interesting stories to tell. NBA Finals only hours away. Stay right here on Willard and Dibbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.